Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saviors Day. Welcome to Elevated Places. This is Ava Muhammad, your host, and I am speaking to you live from Chicago, Illinois. And of course, Saviors Day actually began today with the convening of the laborers and helpers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from around the United States, the Caribbean, Europe, everywhere you can name. We're all gathered today, and we were blessed to hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and hold a very spirited, very informative and enlightening meeting so that you will have the very best weekend possible. This is a great blessing. The weather is not bad at all. In fact, it's great for Chicago in February, and it is forecast to get even better. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan looks wonderful. He was in great spirits. He is strong. He is ready. And we are ready for the weekend. So here we are. Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host, is with us, as well as our contributor and analyst, Dr. Rizli Muhammad. And, of course, everyone is here in the city, and everyone is fired up. The last time we did our show, I don't think the movie Black Panther had come out yet. It came out the next day, officially. There were some small early screenings, but naturally what is sweeping the black community now is this cultural phenomenon, Black Panther. And as I said to the laborers today, this film is really a catalyst that is going to be very helpful to our mission, because it has reawakened our people to the reality, or reminded us that we are not from here and our history does not begin in bondage. And even though the film takes place when we were in our last 50,000-year cycle, it is great. So, Brother Terrence, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Are we there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Brother Terrence? Oh.
Yes, I'm here. There we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so, assalamu alaikum. We are live on location. We are here. We are walking through the Hyatt Hotel right next to the McCormick Center, just seeing all of the believers. Everybody is excited. We just heard from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, so everybody is just on cloud nine. So I'm just excited seeing all the believers coming in. I saw the believers from London. All the believers from the West Coast, from down south, of course, from the mighty, mighty Shire. And matter of fact, I'm looking at some folks from Jamaica. We actually got to stop by my brother's shop, Brother Aaron, the fitness trainer. We went to Akira's. So Akira's is kicking around the corner. So we're just having a good time waiting for the reception of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on tomorrow night. And Savior's Day, really, all of the open workshops kick off tomorrow. And yes, you're right. As soon as the show was over last Thursday, I ran to the theater and went to see that powerful movie, Black Panther. I had so much Black Panther and vibranium in my body, in my soul last week, that I even had to go teach on it this past Sunday. So So we got a lot going on. Trump is out there still being crazy. Young folks are rising up because of the issue of gun control, and they're speaking out. There's a huge march in D.C., March for Lives coming up. But all that's going on around the world. But right now, all I'm concerned about is Savior's Day, Savior's Day, Savior's Day this weekend in the windy city of Chicago with the crowning event of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this Sunday, February the 25th at the Wind Trust Auditorium. So we're going to have a wonderful time waiting to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, watching the believers, some of the believers from New Jersey just passed by. It's just a wonderful time. I'm kind of just overly excited and happy to be here, Dr. Ava. We're just going to have a wonderful time. Remember to follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Twitter and Instagram, at Louis Farrakhan, and on Facebook, Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we're going to probably in a few, we're going to stop by and talk to some of these believers and see how they're doing and how they're enjoying being here for Savior's Day.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. It's really a blessing that, you know, as I was watching and listening to the minister today, I'm just filled with gratitude to Allah and His Christ. I can't believe we have Him and that He is so strong and He's barely changed from the first time I ever saw and heard Him almost 35 years ago. And, you know, Dr. Rizzi, to be in that room, you know, many, many soldiers have gone on. We've lost many.
That's right.
But many are still with us, and we have an infusion of young, new blood coming in. But it just bore witness when he walked in the room and the sound almost like an earthquake, you know, of the applause and the cheers for this extraordinary human being. And I was weeping because I was just happy for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that his student brought everything back. You know,
right.
To see all those men from one end of the room to the other in suits and bow ties and women in their beautiful MGT garments and their headpieces. And I think back to how I wasn't in the nation at that time, but you had just come in as a college student just before the departure. And,
right.
You know, I can only imagine the trauma of all
yes.
of that going away, vanishing. And for this man to bring it back is just nothing short of what the Christians call a miracle. And it was an honor to be able to address the body for a few minutes, especially about the study guides, and to also hear from my other colleagues. It was just a great day from the moment we started at 10 a.m. until around 5 p.m. when we ended. But brother Dr. Rizzi, got to get your insight and commentary before we go further into the program.
Yes, assalamu alaikum and happy Savior's Day.
Happy Savior's Day.
Yeah, it's you know my mantra: if we could have this every week, we would be in heaven.
We sure would.
You know, the only thing that's a little bit off here is that it's interspersed with some other people who are pitiful. I mean, I feel sorry for white folks, you know, if they weren't so mean. But to have them interspersed with us, you can feel their envy, okay? They
just
look at
there.
Us and they pass by and look at a mirror at them and it's, why? You know, why am I stuck in this body, okay? But to see the believers, I had to set up my two booths for Savior's Day. One, it's time to leave, and the other, Muhammad Farms. And I had to be going back and forth, and I had to kind of keep my head to the side or down or whatever, move real fast, because if I look somebody in the eye, then I'm like, about originally, oh, Lord, they got to go over here and kiss, shake, kiss. I mean, it was like, you know, it's like beautiful. I mean, you know, to have love and feel love for your own, especially since we sometimes we're out here dealing with white folks and then we deal with knucklehead Negroes. But you come to Savior's
Day,
it's like, oh, somebody come, happy Savior's Day. And it's like, you just love to see one another. And this is just beautiful. And so I posted something that, you know, a lot of people liked it, and I just want to say it, and then I'm going to explain something about it. I said critics say that we, quote, blindly follow Farrakhan. No, the blind cannot follow Farrakhan. They can't even see him. So to be blessed to understand what you're looking at when you're looking at Farrakhan, when you hear Farrakhan, instead of the fear of the enemy or the jealousy of your heart, because a lot of people are jealous of Farrakhan in private and deny him in public, but they're really jealous because he got the courage to say and do what they would love to do, but they're too much of a coward to do it, and they envy him for him being able to do it. And then they will go out, use the cover that the Nation of Islam brings to go out and go into businesses and get contracts, and then turn around and point at us and say, how come y'all ain't doing nothing? Yeah, we fighting the devil for you, fool. Don't be playing me. We out here fighting the devil for your behind so you can slide in there talking about, oh, no, I'm not with him. I'm a good Christian. And you go in there, get contracts, make money, and you'd be hung up on a tree if it wasn't for us. Hello? So, yes, it's time for everybody to recognize who we have in our midst. And I just say I am just thankful. You know, whenever I meet with the minister, I just say, I tell him, I said, Brother Minister, I don't know how I got here. I really don't know why I'm here. But I just want to let you know, this is incredible. It's a tremendous privilege. I never dreamed that I would be working for the third person in the line to the universe. Okay? I just never even thought about it.
I'm telling you.
Working for the third person in the universe. This man right here, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is carrying the weight of the new world on his shoulders. Okay? And he's going to break the power of Satan and so that we, the children, can go free. So I just can't wait for Sunday. If you can't be here, get to some type of screen. All right? This Okay? This go be it. Your general is ready to take on Satan, and the troops needs to get ready because it's about to go down. So I say, oh, praise is due to all. It's just been so beautiful. Just seeing the believers. I mean, God, we are beautiful people. Even though we really are. And it just glow. Muslims just glow. I'm going to tell you this story and I'm going to leave. I was in Southwest Georgia, and Brother William Muhammad said, "Brother, you need to grow some collard greens." You know, so I grew some collard greens, took it down to Albany, Georgia, set up on the street, didn't have a suit on, all right? And a couple of people came up to me and said, ain't you a Muslim? I said, yes. He said, well, y'all don't eat collard greens. How come you selling us collard greens? I said, wait a minute. I said, okay, right. So I didn't grow no more collard greens. But how do you know we don't eat collard greens? The other Muslims eat collard greens. The Wahhabites eat collard greens. But they know. They saw that I was a Muslim, and they know we don't eat collard greens. See, our people are playing us, and time is out for play. They know that the white man is using us for a screen against God, and they're playing us. So now it's time for them to feel a little bit of heat, all right, so that they're going to have to get up out of here. There's a far time to say, God is going to make us separate. This beautiful weather we have up here, it's beautiful, but God, how do you go from 2 degrees and 2 feet of snow to 45 degrees in a week and a half? Come on now. So,
exactly. And then say that we don't have a God that's just happened, according to white people.
Come on now.
They'll talk about jet stream. But who's moving the jet stream? The jet stream doesn't have a brain.
Come on now.
A cold front doesn't have a brain. There's somebody in a cold front. I love it. And all
That's
I know
right.
is when he lost it, the temperatures plunged, and when he got back in, they're starting to climb. That's all I know.
That's, That's all you know, right?
I was blind, but now I see.
Okay. So, I mean, it's like you can look at the weather for Chicago. All you can do is say, is it a minute to just leave? Because I got two feet of snow on my car. Did he just leave? Yeah, he left about 4 or 5 days ago. Oh, man, when are you coming back? Right before Saturday day. Okay. And like, we drive, ain't no snow. Everything done melted. You know what I'm saying? Everything done melted. So, okay. Y'all keep playing, Negroes. Y'all keep playing. Y'all going to find out what the white men already know. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Lakers slum, and without going into depth, which I couldn't anyway if I wanted to, what he addressed today, oh, my God. You know, this is a man, if you could have heard him today, you'd have to say, whatever it is you believe or don't believe in, you'd have to admit there's a higher power.
Come on, man.
That he is serving as the instrument of, because he talked into, I'll say, an issue with black people that came out for resolution. And he's, as he said, he didn't plan to talk about it. He addressed it. And that's because of the energy, the spirit, being able to read into the thoughts of people.
Right.
And being
that's
able to, you know, observe not only the physical landscape, but the emotional and intellectual and spiritual landscape. And he went deep. This was open heart surgery today. This was not outpatient. Okay. This where you get, you got something stuck in your ear and they pull it out and you go home. No, this was microsurgery. And the way he weaves the scripture in and out of the solution to very real issues that are impeding us, whether we admit it, you know, the proverbial elephant in the room, the impediment to unity between the male and female that nobody wants to say that's what it is, that he targeted. Okay, he targeted the issues that, you know, pose the last threat to our unity. He's knocking away obstacles one by one. And, you know, if you're registered in the nation, be there Saturday for the graduation. He's speaking, and he said it, be there, okay? So you can hear what Allah gives me to say on Saturday morning, and then for the broad public. And he said some of what he addressed today he's going to address on Sunday because the issues plague the black community. And he said, I have to do that. I have to deal with what we're facing. But he just goes into it with such depth with that group of people who's responsible for being the helpers to receive the tsunami of black people that is about to come into the ranks. You know, and I spoke today about the Black Panther, that film. It is going to help create that tsunami, because once, I haven't even seen it yet, but I feel like I'm the only person in America that hasn't. But
I haven't seen it, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to wait till I got through this, you know, through Savior's Day, so that concern about the issues would not interfere with my enjoyment. But what I'm hearing from the whole spectrum of black folks is that this is fulfilling an unmet need. And something he did say today that I can repeat is, remember he talked about us, the God within us has not had an ability to express itself. The God of self is in need of expression. And because we haven't been able to express the God within us in Satan's world, this has troubled us. And it has ill affected us. And what that film does is bring our people back in touch
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
the fact that, A, we are not from here, and, B, we know how to rule ourselves.
Right, right.
To see a sovereign nation operating with great wealth, advanced technology, even
mm-hmm.
though it was at the low end of our fall. Because
right.
by the time we got into East Asia, which is called by white people and us Africa, by the time we went there, we were in the last stages of our fall.
Yeah.
And even then, our civilization is light years ahead of Caucasian people. And so,
right.
you know, they're calling this film a game changer. But as I said to one of the believers recently, I said, well, yeah, this film is blowing everybody away because we're undergoing a universal change. Everything is in upheaval. And so you're going to witness that in every arena of life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. And at a time when our people are illiterate, they don't read anything anymore, they don't listen to intelligent conversation or teaching.
Mm.
But what's the last the last frontier is the optics, okay?
Mm.
And you can capture us with the optics, and that's what
yep.
the film does, among other things. So
mm-hmm.
I did want to mention we are having an abbreviated program tonight because this is Savior's Day. We're all moving
that's
around.
Right.
And so we know people are traveling. Though we do have a significant number of callers, it's not what it usually is because it's Savior's Day.
Yep.
So.
Everybody's Savior's Day.
That's right.
Okay. So we took a few calls, and we also want to hear from our international correspondent, Brother Ruben Muhammad. But let's run to the phones, and let's go to Brother Daryl. And Brother Daryl has a comment. Happy Savior's Day, Brother Daryl.
Happy Savior's Day to you, Sister Dr. Ava, and all the panel. I am so happy, 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 happy. Allah has blessed me to reach my goal for Savior's Day. Yay.
Oh,
come
so
on now.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to continue to do something on my wife before March. We got up to March, right?
Yes, sir.
Praise
yes,
Allah. Then I can throw something on my wife. Savior's Day.
Go ahead,
but
Black
we
man.
Are ready to go to Savior's Day. We're waiting in line to get our flight out of here, and we will be there, and I can't wait to see Dr. Risley, all of y'all, and thank Allah for Minister Farrakhan. I am tears of joy right now that we are
Ooh.
Going to Savior's Day, and like Brother said, if we did it every week, we'd be in heaven with Savior's
That's
Day.
Right.
Exactly.
And I know it's coming. I can't wait. I pray for this day, and I thank Allah that some of the soldiers that didn't make it, Allah is pleased with them because we wouldn't
yeah.
be where we are now if it wasn't for the shoulders of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank Allah for them.
That's right.
And I want to thank you, Sister Ava. I love you, and give my brother the greetings and love, your husband, and I'm just so excited. So I'm going to get off the phone before I start
yes,
crying.
Sir. Oh, wait till you get here. You're going to be blown away. And this
yes,
is just...
Ma'am.
Just a preview, and I'm
That's
telling
right.
you, there were believers. Oh, that it was wall to wall Muslims in that room.
That's right.
Whoa.
Oh my God, there's
yeah.
nothing like it. There's nothing like the FOI and the MGT. Nothing.
That's right.
The Vanguard.
That's
oh my God. And you know what I love? I love when ministers. I never get tired of it in 35 years. I love how. When the minister's about to enter, the E-team comes in. It's like you start seeing certain faces. And
come on there. Come on there.
You know who the reconnaissance people are. You know,
yes.
It's like they're in the ways. And so, you know, the outer perimeter. And you see that door open and somebody peeks in. And then
come on.
Brothers, you're
come
like, oh, hell, if he's here.
Come on
the lift was outside, okay? And
come on
yeah.
Student Supreme, you know, somebody comes and whispers in it. I mean, I love the drama of it. And
oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. Am I still on?
And Dr. Ava, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. Like you said, the drama of it, it's almost like a theatrical performance. And I tell you, all across my travels, all across the literally country and world, when he comes in, I mean, it's like everything gets cleared out, everybody, the anticipation, and he walks through that door, the crowd goes wow. And you see, and just to see the FOI when they open that door and they come out first, and then you see that peek around the corner, you see the minister's face, and he's moving straight like a soldier, straight like a soldier. And he hits that stage and it's on. And it is just to see it, it's amazing. And the energy in the room when he walks through. And like you said, once you see that one person, the other person, that person peeks through the door, and it's on. And it's just the build-up of that, man. And then the room just gets tense, just waiting to hear. And everything gets shut down. There's no movement. Everybody says stop and listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And until he finishes, ain't no moving, ain't nobody no certain movement, you're anticipating and listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's not like it. I never, never, never get tired of it. Every time I see it, every time I'm around the industry, I don't care if it's two or three times a day that we do it, it's phenomenal.
I can't get enough.
I just like to, you know me, I'm the analyst. I just like to correct him on one small point. The minister does not move like a soldier.
He is a soldier. That's right.
Oh,
correct me on that. Correct me on that. That's
make
right.
Make it plain. That's right. And that beautiful smile. You know, and the other thing is with there are certain gatherings that are different from other gatherings that he addresses. And just like the press conference, he came out with a certain expression. But this is his people here, okay? You know what I'm
right.
saying? This is his people. And just to see the joy on his face.
Right.
And the joy is emanating from the fact that he brought back his father's work.
That's right.
And
that's
the
right.
human being gathered
that's
there.
Right.
And, you know, real quick, another comment about Black Panther. You know, I was telling somebody, you know, we've seen films with Black actors who are in a lead role, even in some cases playing heroes or even superheroes. But the difference between those films and this one, it's not just one Black person in a white world. Black Panther is a Black world, and it brings out the yearning for that world. And now that our people have seen it in a fictionalized representation, and as I said today, fictionalized means it's based in reality, but there have been some changes in fact.
Right.
That was based in reality. That's why they don't say fiction. They say fictionalized. And the reality behind this country, Wakanda, is the Nation of Islam. And so now Black people have had that appetizer, you see, that taste of sovereignty and the joy of being with our own beautiful selves. The dissatisfaction now is absolutely 100%. And so this is why the minister's saying, you know, we're in the fullness of time, so we have to get ready to receive this tsunami of Black people that come in. So every believer in our circle is really a leader. And so we all have to quickly move to find and identify our own individual sphere of capacity
that Allah
has given us. Once we identify that through our communication with him through prayer and good works, that's where our happiness is, because that's why the minister's so unbelievable and continues to have life, because he's fulfilling his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have purpose as well. And like you said, Rizzi, the blessing for us is, I mean, we're not going to lose our identity, but we're connected to the third in the universe, in power. Okay,
right.
I mean, do we really appreciate that? But anyway, I don't want to use up the time we have left, because we are going off in about 30 minutes. So.
I just want to say something about dissatisfaction. Did you see them white kids beat up on them grown folks about these guns?
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad.
Yep, that's what I was talking about. Rubio, yep.
Oh, I mean, they whooped Rubio so sweet.
Oh,
they ain't playing.
Woo.
Nope. This is 100% dissatisfaction.
And
well,
I'm going to the march. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know, for the first time, this big, foul-mouthed, crude, ugly beast, Donald Trump, he settled down a little bit on this one, didn't he?
Yeah, well,
he can't.
He's on fire.
He can't back.
He ain't stupid.
He can't back up off of his base. See, he's between a rock and a hard place now.
Yep. Yep.
Because
his
base includes this very powerful NRA lobby, this racist, animal, savage, gun people, who really keep those weapons for us to kill us.
Right. Right.
And that's why they allow their own white children to be wasted, because they want those guns. But Trump, for the first time, I've even heard anybody say anything remotely looking in the direction that something has to be done about all of these weapons, especially these military-grade assault weapons. But those children from that high school... And then you know, they've been joined now by all these other families. I mean, this thing is, these dead bodies are piling up. And these are white people. Okay,
right.
But going to Sandy Hook and Columbine, yeah, I saw that. So that's a piece of what's going on.
That's right. And then Trump talking about arming the teachers to shoot back. And literally, and the thing about it is students, young people that's been killing a lot of these shooters. So he's talking about arming the teachers not to kill some maniac that came into the school, but he's talking about the children and the young white people that's killing. He wants the teacher to kill them. I mean, he ain't even talking about no remorse and help. I mean, it's going crazy in their world, and we're watching the fall of that.
And they're saying no. They don't. They're saying no. That's not the answer. Okay,
no.
They said number one, it's not, because what they try to do is characterize it as mental health. When it's when it's of us, it's terrorism. If it's a Muslim, somebody from an Arab country, a black person, it's terrorism, period.
That's right.
Nobody cares what drove the person to that. But when it's a white boy, it's mental health. And like this one young girl said, you know, it's not. Mental health is an imbalance. It's not blowing away 17 people. Okay, that's wickedness. That's what that is. All right? And it's not resolved without taking guns away. They're always trying to find a way around it. But the very fact that Trump is saying, well, something has to be done. Oh, no, dude, you're not going to – this isn't going to go away. And before he can turn around, there's going to be another issue right behind this, because this is the fall of America. Plain and simple.
That's right.
So,
and Dr. Ava, I know you're trying to get over there, but I did want to just add on to what you said, that Wakanda is not a fiction, it's fictionalized, because if you look, see Sister Lupita, she talked about all of the Africans from around the world that's in this movement. That's in the movie, and also that they designed, Ruth Carter designed clothes from. So they got Africans from all over the different parts of the continent, and all literally across from the world that's in that movie. And I found out one of my friends who's from Nigeria, who lives in Atlanta, was actually in the movie, and it was the first time that they used Tyler Perry, the first movie that at Tyler Perry's production place, wherever in Atlanta. So, yeah, that is really us. I mean, all of us from throughout the diaspora is in that movie, which is so deep.
Yeah.
And Ryan Kruger, he literally did some signs to all of that, if you go look at it. And I just want to give a shout-out to AK-47 and New World. They just walked up on me in the building for safety's sake, so they're doing part of the show, too.
Yeah, breaking news. Breaking news just 2 hours ago. There was an armed guard at Florida High School who failed to enter the building and stop the shooter.
What?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here right now on the Guardian.
My wife said
she saw on the news. I said, let me go check it first. Armed guard at Florida High School failed to enter the building and stop the shooter. An armed deputy who was on campus at Stoneman Douglas resigns after sheriff's reviews fines. He stood outside and did not go in. Okay. So,
It's over. You just made me remember, too. Remember the fact that in this case, the FBI had received intelligence on his dude. Okay, and did not pursue it. They said they tried to find him through Facebook, and they couldn't ID him or locate him, and basically they abandoned it. And I mean, and that you're also going to see a bunch of lawsuits come out of this, but that is profound. So much for Trump's argument that if you arm everybody,
you
won't have any problem.
You have a coward is a coward, right?
There was.
I mean,
he was preserving his own life.
You know, it's a coward. So the gun is not the issue. The issue is civility and strength. And this is what, I'm sorry, there's only one leader that can save America. Hello.
Thank you.
I'll leave that alone.
That's right.
You'll see him Sunday.
Because you got to come to Islam no matter what you say your religion is.
That's right.
You have to come to Islam. You have to submit to the will of the Creator. And that's almost impossible for them. But that is profound because it destroys his position. And they love to say that. If you arm, like you just brought up, which they've been saying, arm the teachers, arm the people at the school. See, and that's an issue, like you said, it's cowardice. It's lack of moral standards. You're going to let some children die while you hide. The other thing it brings to them, what has backfired on them, is their racism. See, here's a 19-year-old white male.
Come on.
He's been out of school for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
How does he just walk up in there?
Right. That's right. Just walk up.
See, in most high schools now, you're stopped at the door. Okay, even my daughters graduated. Me and my husband went to school, you had to show your ID, or even as a parent. They stop you because of all of this that's going on. And everybody knew this guy and knew he was unbalanced.
Yep. Nobody tackled
him. But he was allowed to walk up in the school.
Yep.
Because he's white.
Because he was.
We're losing time here. We're going to take another call before Brother Reuben. And we're going to go to Sister Peggy, who has a comment. She's been holding for quite some time. Everybody has been holding. Sister Peggy, assalamu alaikum. Happy Savior's Day.
Wa alaikum salam, family. Happy Savior's Day to you also.
Yeah.
My comment is that, I'm not at the Savior's Day convention this year. Earlier in this year, I was sick. I was sick off and on for 6 weeks. So I was very, very sick. Then I'd recover. Get sick, recover, get sick, and I did that 6 times. But during that time, I didn't get to go out a lot. But what it made me do is I was able to watch a Farrakhan marathon from the 80s and 90s. I even saw an earlier version of you, Sister Dr. Student Minister Ava Muhammad, and I believe I even saw one of you, Dr. Ridgely. And I was just amazed at how it's the same thing. You know, truth doesn't change. So what he was talking about in the 1980s and 90s is exactly what he was talking about now. I even had questions answered that I have, like, about what really is baby language. And I even heard you in your earlier version talk about closing the gap, and that if people maintain this gap, or people that are people that work against progress is because they've developed this gap and they are preventing progress. And so I just like to say I enjoyed it thoroughly. There must have been a really good reason for me to be sick off and on, but I feel good now, and maybe I'll make it to Savior's Day Convention next year. Anyway, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for sharing that with us, Sister Peggy. We really appreciate that. All right, we're going to go down under to Brother Reuben. He might be in Chicago.
Right. Wa alaikum salam. You're exactly right. I'm here in Chicago at the Host Hotel. So all praise be to Allah. I did arrive into
Where
Chicago.
Where you at, man? I'm looking for you.
restaurant. Okay, now it took me about 2 days to get here, so I am very tired, jet lagged. It was a very tiring journey. So I'm here, and I'm very happy. One very happy black man today to be here standing with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I'm going to be quick because I want to hear from everyone else. But I just want to say two things. You know, happy Savior's Day to everyone. And I look forward to seeing many of you in the workshops and being there on Sunday to hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I want to say two things very quickly. One of them is the gun problem that is here in the United States. We had a very similar problem in Australia back in 1996. In fact, the same AR-15 assault rifle was used, and that's Australia's worst mass killing. A man in Tasmania, a white man, who's done the worst killing ever in Australia. 35 people he killed in one day. And straight after that, they banned all weapons, automatic weapons, and we have never had any other mass shootings for the last 22 years. So Australia is a good example that America can follow, because arming everyone doesn't help anyone else at all. Right. So I just wanted to say that very quickly. And also, China right now, as we are watching the fall of America, China is now distributing aid to the rest of the world, more aid than the United States, and they're doing it all with no strings attached. So a lot of that's going on right now, and China is poised very well to continue doing what they're doing and working with the dark countries, the black countries, and other nations in the world, while America continues to make war with everyone else. So I just want to say that very quickly. Let everyone else get on. Happy Savior's Day. Love your family, and I look forward to seeing all of you during the day.
Brother Ruben.
Yes, sir.
What type of aids are you talking about?
China is providing all kinds of aid. They're providing money. They're also providing intellectual property. So if it's education, engineers, building, construction, basically nation building. So if they go to countries, yes. Go ahead, brother.
I was sure that's what it was, but at first it sounded like AIDS.
Oh, not AIDS, AIDS. We know who took that to the rest of the world, but no, that wasn't China. No, so they're providing financial aid and all kinds of resources to developing nations with no strings attached. So many countries are now looking towards China and getting away from the U.S., Britain, and the European colonial countries.
Well, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the same direction will be reversed. Black,
That's
brown,
right.
yellow, white. It's going to be white, yellow, brown, black. So we're seeing
That's
the
right.
yellow and the brown coming to the top, I'll stop with Nick.
That's right. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Love your family. Happy Savior's Day.
Thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll see you there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's see. Okay. All right. We've got Brother Youssef who has a comment. Got about 15 minutes left.
Assalamu alaikum, my family.
Walaikum.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
how's everything going?
Fine, wonderful.
Sir.
Okay. Well, here in Louisiana, we're still having problems with the chemical plants. The area that I was staying in, I'm out of there now. It was on the news a couple of nights ago. It's going to be on the news again tomorrow night. And the cancer is just unbelievable. A lot of people with skin irritation. Surgery is going on. Some people are losing one kidney. And it's just horrible. With this chlorophyll that this Ditka plant, which is from Japan, continues to pour chlorophyll into the air. And from what I understand, that whole parish, same as your counties, is being affected by this chemical. So it's just really a horrible thing that's going on. And in New Orleans East, they're planning on building a gas plant there. The people are against it. That area in New Orleans East is almost totally black and Vietnamese. People do not want it, but still, yes, they passed it where they're going to build a plant against people's wishes. And they know that it's going to harm the environment. So it's just like they're trying to kill us. Because in the area that
yeah.
I just spoke about, it's basically black people that live there. And the only thing that's making money are the hospitals, these little kidney plants or whatever you want to call them, and the cemetery. Everybody that dies and people that work at the plant, I saw a couple of friends of mine, same thing. Their father retired from the chemical plant. One told me that 6 months after that, his father died. So they pay a lot of money, but you don't live very long. So it's really bad. It's really bad. I haven't gotten a chance to see Black Panther. I really wanted to see it this weekend. However, I'm going to Chicago this weekend. Is there anything going on there that I should know about? I will be arriving. My very good friend and I will be arriving tomorrow morning, so we'll be there.
Great.
This will be my first one. I've never been.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. This is my first one.
You're gonna love it.
Come down to the vending area to Muhammad Farms and spend your first green money at Savior's Day.
What's that now? First green money.
Yeah. Spend your first green money at Muhammad Farms table for Muhammad Farms down there at the booth vending.
Oh, okay.
So after you register, move right on there and spend some of that new green money.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. I sure will. So I'll see you guys on tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, beloved. Safe travel.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that awesome?
That's
okay,
great.
We're
yeah.
going to go to Brother Hoyle. Brother
Assalamu
Hoyle.
Assalamu alaikum, family, and happy Savior's Day.
Oh, happy
Savior's Day. Assalamu alaikum, family. We're seeing this world going to hell in a rocket ship that motor is fast moving and you're going to the part about the young people protesting. And I was telling a believer today, later on, that's just a sign of, you remember Mother Tynetta say that there's going to be a time when they're going to be riding in the back of pickups, these false leaders and
yep.
wicked
mm-hmm.
rulers
yep.
going to be
that's
on the back
right.
of pickup trucks. That's a
yep.
sign right there. So that just put me in the mind of that. So yeah, it's moving fast, family. And I mean, they're so sick and psychopathic that all of these, why would you sell these military-style guns? I was listening to some of the, young white children, they've been reading more than what you think. So why are we full of military-style guns? So everything they plan, like Sister Ava say, is for us, the black, waking up as a black man and woman here, it's backfiring on them.
That's right.
And even though they might do a few false flags here and there, it's backfiring on them. And it's backfiring on them. It's just we're just looking at this thing. And I saw a meme on Facebook that said that Honorable Elijah Muhammad been trying to build Wakanda for 80 years right now. So, you know, that's the best Wakanda, the Nation of Islam, you know, and people are saying, you know, this technology is nothing new, like Sister was saying last week, the mother plane and the technology on that. That's the healing right there. So I just pray, I'll be there, inshallah, tomorrow night. My aunt had a stroke, so a lot of dealing with that. So she's here in Memphis. So I'll, inshallah, I'll be there, see you guys again and workshops. And I pray everybody has a safe trip there and safe trip home. And we get these instructions and follow these instructions and go get our people, because conflict resolution is really needed, and setting up these 9 ministries and getting through this 3 years of hard years we got to go through. So inshallah, we're going to be the winners. We just got to, Sister Ava, I just thank you for the work you're doing with your study guides, and we nurse and parse those, and we got the answer. All we got to do is, the harvest is ripe, the labor's a few, so let's get,
exactly,
get with it and get with it. So
that's
praise
right.
be to Allah, family, and look forward to seeing you guys, and may Allah bless you. Happy Savings Day, and family, have a safe trip there and back to your homes. As-salamu alaykum, family.
Walaikum salam, safe travel.
Yes,
all right. Okay, Sister Darcel. Okay, let's get Sister Darcel while we have about 7 minutes left. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Darcel.
Alaikum salam. Happy Savior's Day. Thank you for allowing me to sleep last week. I was on, I guess you said, Sister Darcel. I hope I wasn't snoring, but mentally I absorbed the whole program. I will not be in Chicago. I am suffering not with the flu, but with the blues. I'm in school now, as you know, for architecture and sustainability, and they're trying to kick me out because I am considered a disruptive student, because I just have questions. And all I can say, I will be that national test case for NAMI and mental illness, because I have a stated mental illness since age 3 when I tried to commit suicide when my parents divorced. So I've been a test animal with medication and the like. But there is God, and I do believe in God, and I am so happy that I came south to find out about the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, as well as hearing about Elijah Muhammad in my home. I didn't, you know, we were Catholic, so I didn't hear anything. I did not know. But now that this information has been revealed to me, I cannot go in a foxhole and act as if I don't know. I have been enlightened, and your books I read, Sister Ava, but it's so amazing, and you are, that when I was in college at Purdue University, and when I wrote my first resume, I put self-improvement. I didn't even know any of this knowledge, but that was one of my goals and objectives when people to search for me. So I wish you all best of travels. I will document my gift via the internet, because there's no way that I can rush it there. And I am so happy to be a part of your program, and thank you for your prayers and the strength that it's going to take me to challenge this beast, because if they need that girl to fight, because I'm not a quitter, and I will go all the way for not myself, but for my people. I have always been one who's been inclusive for my people, no matter what the circumstances might have looked externally. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I look forward to in the future, inshallah, to be at a Savior's Day. Enjoy, family. And okay, and also to you,
yes,
like Lieutenant. Okay, I just want to do a shout out to the guy who always likes doing those shout outs. Hashtag wish I was there.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we're down in the 4 minute mark, and we've got the one and the only, the great Mr. Ula.
Oh, praise the Allah. I was afraid I wasn't going to get on. I'm here at the computer doing homework. They tell you only take 3 credits at the master's level. I'm taking 6, and I am overwhelmed with homework. My prayers are with you, and I will be donating my Savior's Day pledge next week, inshallah, but I won't be able to make it to Chicago. But I love you all. I thank Allah for you. I'm still baking and cooking, but I got to keep this homework going, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear
all
me?
All right. Yes, ma'am. Okay. We forgive you.
You and that agriculture program. I would never have been able to bake as inexpensively as I have and make a profit if it wasn't for that good old whole wheat flour and cream of wheat. Would you be hearing from me in a couple of weeks, inshallah? I want to order some more of them goodies, you know? And we got to give a shout out to the flight lieutenant. Hang in there, Brother Terrence. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, I definitely am, and that's a perfect segue to go ahead and wrap up this abbreviated show so I can go ahead and get me something good to eat. Might have to go to a cure.
My mind is on a pillow to lay my head on.
Well, I can't say I got a little bit more work to do. The minister family, but I got a lot more work to do to prepare for tomorrow.
I know, so I've been texting and answering stuff the whole show. Well, I want to thank Rona Muhammad, Brother Dr. Rizzi Muhammad, Brother Terrence Muhammad, Brother Reuben Muhammad, all the callers, everyone who is so loyal to Elevated Places. And I pray that every single one of you is at Savior's Day. And those who can't make it, like Brother Terrence said, find a screen to get in front of.
That's right.
On
that's right.
The 25th.
That's right.
2 p.m. Central. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding. Dr. Ridge's workshop is tomorrow. You better get in there and deal with the community of the future, which is farming. May Allah
bless
us all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.